everyone. Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the entire world. This is Grey's Academy. You have your two favorite hosts also in the entire world. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful night for a podcast. We missed you all so much last week. We hope everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving or a lovely random day of Thursdays if you don't live in America.
Yeah. Or if you just don't want to give thanks, right? Like,
there are not things to be thankful for. There are things to not be thankful for.
There are things to be thankful for.
I am thankful for our listeners.
Heck yeah. And we have so many of those wrapped coming up right now. Mm-hmm. All of you people are dropping your wrapped of 2024. And man, we're just at the top of so many lists. It is like just the bee's knees, if you ask me.
It's very cool to be on the list at all, but it's super cool to be on the top of the list. So you guys are great. And we love it when you share those. So keep sharing them and tagging them us. And we just love to see it.
It's true. We love to see it. We feel it. We smell it. And we taste it.
We don't do most of those things, but we do love it.
Before we jump into everything, how was your Thanksgiving, my dear friend?
We didn't do anything because Scarlett was really sick, so stayed at home.
Oh, man.
Fighting those germies.
Nug. Yeah, she's had a little bit of a cold streak. Like, not being cold, but she hasn't had good luck. She's been not on a luck streak,
yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
And she couldn't sleep at all. She was, like, sleeping in our room, and we would have to, like, set her upright to sleep because she was just coughing so much that she was, like, gagging. So no one was sleeping, so it was a good time.
And that's really good when there's a human inside of you.
Yeah, well, I will say at one point, Michael was like, why don't you sleep in Scarlett's bed and she'll just sleep in here? And I was like, catch me not arguing.
Right.
He also is less of a light sleeper and tolerates not having as much sleep better than I do. So it was okay.
I am
neither. We just need many naps.
Yeah. I did not. I'm sick as a dog right now. I feel like, were you ever, when you were in school, if you were like part of extracurriculars or anything like that, like if you were sick for school, did your parents ever hit you with, if you're too sick for school, then you're too sick for practice. You're too sick for going out with your friends tonight.
Okay, those are very different things.
Those are different things.
Yeah, no shit, I'm too sick for swim practice. I don't want to do that when I'm not sick.
Right. I feel like I'm cheating a little bit because I was too sick to go to work today. I would have been miserable, but I'm recording. So,
well, that's fine.
I mean,
if we were on a different schedule, we wouldn't record, but we cannot be late again.
It's true. It's true. I was sitting there and I had a text typed out and I was like, Kelsey, can we just not record again this week?
I really thought about it. I was like, what if Carmen texts me and says he doesn't want to record tonight? And I'll be like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
We owe it to the listeners. We already skipped last week, which was not entirely planned.
No.
But then we realized it was a holiday and the schedules were bad and Scarlett was so sickly. And so we will not skip. This is a fucking good episode, and people were really excited for us to get to this episode.
Hell yeah, this is a good episode. I had a great old time watching this episode. All right, let's talk about shout outs. Let's do shout outs and then let's jump into whatever we need to do.
Gosh,
you got any shout outs?
Probably. It's been a million years since we recorded. Let me open the correct email.
So while you're doing that, I'll pull up. So I had a shout out at this point. Now it feels like a couple of weeks ago, but I think it was just our last episode. And this particular listener / Instagram friend sent me a pronunciation of their name.
Okay.
And I did it thinking, okay, maybe this is a typo, but I don't want to be insensitive if it wasn't. But they spelled out Halehun, but their name is Helena. Helena. So it is actually Helena because she skipped ahead to where she was at in the podcast just to hear her shout out And she's like, I think I had a stroke, but I went back and looked at my message. I sent you a typo. You did your best. And that's actually not how my name is spelled or pronounced.
That's really funny.
So she was very sweet. But Helena also just recently started listening to us, and we're already her number one podcast of 2024. So she's only been listening since literally October. So we love that. We love to see
dedication.
That. Do want to shout out Sarah. Actually, let me just go up the list of the people who have already shared our on their wraps here. I'm gonna pull this up really quick. So from our story, we have Megan G, love it, number one. Emily M 001, number one. We've got Mo. Number one, appreciate that. Oh, we've got JFish12, number one. Livy, number one. Grace, we're number five, but we still appreciate that. That means a lot. We really, really do mean that. Thank you. And I'm looking at these other podcasts. I've not heard of any of them, but I will take it.
What? You don't listen to podcasts, so you're like a terrible judge. You don't know anything other than ours.
We lost out for Grace's top five. We lost out to number four was Ear Biscuits with Rhett and Link.
Rhett and Link are very famous.
Okay. Then Psycho Babble with Tyler Oakley and Corey Cool.
Then Tyler Oakley also very famous.
Smosh Mouth. And then Smosh. The Basement Yard. We lost out to those four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Basement Yard is that one, the two guys that I send you all the time on Instagram. The two super Italian guys, being goobers.
I like that. I can respect losing that.
They're very funny.
Katya, we were your number one. Thank you for that. And then Sarah, who I started this shout out list to train with. And then let me go back, because there's a couple other messages of people that I had a chance to meet. Kelly, you know who you are. Kelly P. I think I did shout you out already, so she had messaged me saying, I've got a great idea. This is so random. You guys should do summaries of each episode before you get in. And I was like, we do try to do that. We just don't always get a chance to do that. But you're still really, really great. Angie, you have been on fire sending me the funny memes. Thank you for that. Let's see who else we've got here. I've got a couple more and I promise I'll be done. There was another new person who I had a chance to meet. Shauna, want to make sure. So she has a chat of friends that are also watching for the first time, and they had just gotten to the Gary Clark episode, and she sent me a screenshot of that. So that was really, really great. Wait, hold on. I'm looking at this right now. She sent me a message.
Is that also our new Patreon?
I think Shauna. I think so.
Or Shayna, do you think?
Shanna? Shauna? Shayna?
One of those three.
For our other shout out later on, living in Shauna land. Also want to shout out Katie. Katie has been sending me some great messages. Really appreciate you. Katie, I'm not going to say all of your Instagram name here, but happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's see. Kita, I am just now realizing you responded to me and I did not respond to you. So I introduced myself. I'm going to get back to that, get back to her soon, but she had messaged me. And I quote, you and Kelsey are so funny. It must be great to work with your best friend. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. It's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, whatever. And then I need to shout out from New Zealand. She sent me also pronounce it. Where is it? Ketsia from New Zealand, all the way from the other side of the world. Literally, it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning for her already right now. And then Denise. We also love, I see your message here. I got to respond to you as well. So many. This has been so much time. I don't even know what life is. And then last one is Jennifer, as always. I really appreciate you talking about music stuff. So
I have to shout out Jolene and Shelby, who both emailed me on separate days the exact same question, and I cannot discuss it with you because it's a spoiler, but it was funny because they both emailed me like 2 days apart and they were like, hey, this thing. And I was like, yes, that thing. They know what it
means. Can you just tell me what it is?
Yes. Idiot. Also, Instagram, again, guys, is like putting the weirdest messages in the hidden folder. And I think it's because sometimes people, when they're talking about grays, they'll say words like affair or cheating or like things like that. And I guess Instagram maybe is flagging it. So I've been like getting multiple, like it takes me a while to find them because Instagram hides them. But does not hide the porn bots that try and talk to us all the time. So it's fine.
Am I not supposed to respond to the porn bots? Because I respond to them all.
I don't give a shit what you do.
Oh.
I did want to shout out Michael, not the one I married to. But Michael today sent me a message that said, I just started your podcast. I'm on season 2 and you just shouted out listeners from Canada. And I wanted to say hi from Toronto.
Heyo,
so Michael. Shout out Michael when you get to this in a long time from now. But yeah, so just wanted to shout that out. And Thea, also a newer listener who is a big, who's really come around to be a big fan. So we just love it, you guys. It's so great to hear from you and get to know you and chat with you. And if you have the means to join us on Patreon and chat with us in our Discord, we'd love to chat with you there. We have good times. We have places Carmen is not, so we can talk about spoilers. We have spots for people to ask questions. We have a spot where we're talking about the current episode of Grey's, like not the podcast episode, but the current season 21, which let me just say this with no spoilies. The most recent episode of Grey's, which was the winter season, the mid-season finale for season 21, is the most I've cared about a plot line on Grey's Anatomy in a very long time.
Since season 8.
I mean, not that long, but like, it's like they have been doing cliffhangers regularly. Like, they still do them. And I just, a lot of the time, I'm just like, I don't care. Respectfully. And I actually am very invested for the first time in a long time. And we have to wait till March. They're not coming back till March. So if you're missing Grey's during that time, listen to us.
Should I look it up right now? Should I just Google it?
I just don't. I thought you were sick. I thought you were going to be less annoying because you're sick.
I feel like I'm more annoying because I'm sick.
I agree.
And also, annoying is subjective. Not objective.
And you. Okay. So let's get started. This episode is episode 7 of the 8th season. Episode 155 overall. It means it's been 55 episodes since Izzy and Alex got married. Just you my know, milestone.
She came up on a commercial on YouTube the other day. Mm-hmm. And it was for like a pet food commercial.
Interesting.
It was Katherine Heigl, and it was like, Katherine Heigl, actor. I support this dog food. Some shit like that.
They're shelling out the big bucks.
Uh-huh.
This episode is called Put Me in Coach, and there's some debate about whether or not that's a song.
So the actual first piece of the Wikipedia page is, Put Me in Coach redirects here for the Grey's Anatomy episode. See, Put Me in, comma, Coach. So it looks like this automatically does go to the song Center Field, which is a very popular song by John Fogerty. And if you've ever gone to a baseball game, you've heard this song. So this was one of the songs off his first solo album after a 9-year hiatus at the time. And this was released March 1985. This did very well. hitting as high as number 44 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number 20 in Canada. Very much a Canada-U.S. song. This was not a global song. But for anyone who doesn't know, John Fogerty is one of the singers from CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Oh. So, yes, he had
I
a
did
solo
not know that.
Career. Oh, you didn't? Okay, perfect. Well,
no.
This is
also
a teaching
sing
hospital,
this song because I don't know what song this is.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
Yeah, I've been to baseball games and I haven't heard that.
Okay. You probably just hear like the clapping part. It's like, hold on, let me just fucking pull this song up really quick.
Is it like da 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 charge?
Nope.
Is it that?
Nope.
Is it take me out to the ball game? Oh, okay. Yep. Yep. You're right. I did know that part.
Yep.
Not the clapping, but that little guitar bit there.
Yeah. This is a teaching hospital, damn it. And with that, Kelsey, I will tell you this song is already in my iTunes library. I'm going to give it a 5 subjectively and a 5 objectively. And with that, I turn it over to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. This episode was written by Janine Renshaw and directed by Debbie Allen, who we've seen before, plays Catherine Avery Jackson's mother.
Oh yes.
It aired October 27th, 2011 to 9.93 million views. Not enough. The Hulu and Netflix synopsis are the same, and they both read, Owen organizes a baseball game against Seattle Presbyterian, which is incorrect because it's softball.
Wait, what did it say? It organizes a what?
A baseball game.
Yes, it is a softball game.
But
I have a lot of feelings.
Classic phrase episodes. Right in the boob. Ooh, right in the boob.
I have a lot of feelings about this episode. Mostly positive. There's a couple of qualms that I have with the actual softball game itself, especially
the softball
around Henry.
Game. Yes, I literally wrote, why would you make him be the catcher?
Thank you! Fucking thank you! If he is a semi-professional former baseball player, why is he playing catcher? And if they were losing 8-0, why is Teddy still pitching? I can't do this right now.
Yeah. And so this great episode. I will say, as far as characters go, I take very little issue with the way people are behaving in this episode. If I had to call someone out for, like, not a great episode, it would probably be Lexi. And yeah. I don't feel it's intentional, but she is hurting Jackson's feeling. I actually don't care that she threw the ball at Mark's girlfriend's boob.
Right.
But I feel
she was
like
trying to steal
she's
second.
Making Jackson sad, and that's what I don't like. And I don't feel it's intentional, but it is happening, and she needs to take ownership of that. But for the most part, I was like not hating Owen and not hating Derek. So
and good
that's
guy Alex
is
episode. Damn.
Shocking, yep. Alex was fighting the good fight. Anytime Meredith and Christina are drunk is a good time.
By the way,
so to sum it up, this is the softball game episode, and you'll know what that means if you've ever watched Grey's Anatomy. Like, you know this episode. Right in the boob. You know this episode.
Sorry, I have a full Reese's peanut butter cup in my mouth. I was going to give you a live on air shout out. Great. Real post for Thanksgiving with Bert.
Thank you so much.
Bert, someone had commented, I have not looked at this since, I think someone had commented, Burke in the turtleneck is peak Burke or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Turtleneck Burke is peak Burke. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of discourse about him in the comments on that, reel. And, yeah, it's just interesting. People don't know that the actor unfortunately sucks a lot. Someone else who, oh, I forget who it was. Someone else messaged me who has recently started listening and they're only in season 2. And they were like, hey, I don't know if you mentioned this when you get to it, but did you know that the guy who played Burke is actually like a homophobic piece of shit? And I'm like, yes, unfortunately, we did know. I just had to conceal it from Carmen until he officially left so as not to spoil the leaving part.
Yeah, that looking back on it, that's one of those you can't just come out and say, hey, Carmen, don't emotionally invest in this person because he's trash and he's leaving in 3 seasons. Yeah. Right. So, you know, credit to you.
Even if I was like, oh, yeah, he's a piece of shit, like he did all X, Y, and Z on set, like, you know that Shonda's not going to tolerate that. So even if I didn't say they're going to write him off, you would put two and two together because like she's not going to stand for that. As she should not. So, yeah. Don't be mean.
Yeah. In the immortal words of the Elvis Presley, don't be cruel.
Yeah. Anyways, so I love the way this episode starts, where it's Meredith and Christina laying in the field, and then it's revealed like 2.5 minutes later that they're in the outfield and they're just not playing because this is at the practice that Owen has organized. I don't know what would have compelled Owen to organize a softball game against Seattle Prez. Obviously, Seattle Prez, they're making it seem like this is a thing where like all the hospitals are doing this, but we also only ever hear about Seattle Prez. So like, who else are they? Are they playing like banks? Like maybe they are. I don't know. That's probably a thing. Just like Rex. I mean, and Disney had softball leagues, but it was like each area had one. So it was less like work to find someone to play. They just like, there were so many of you guys.
Yeah. And actually it was, we ended up getting it. Fuck. We ended up getting into a team that was kind of like a misfit team. Cause it was like, there was obviously one photo pass person. There was one, I don't remember even how Stefan got involved, but then there was like food.
Not even employed at Disney.
How did he? No, he was, didn't he have a seasonal pass or something? Didn't he?
No.
Wasn't he seasonal?
No.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know how he got in. But then it was me and Jess from merchandise. And then there was transportation. And then there was food and beverage. Like, we were all over.
Like, animal keeper. You had an animal keeper.
Oh, right? Yeah. And the zoo. The zoo guy.
Yeah. Good times. So...
2-year champions back to back.
It's funny. I would love to know more backstory on this because then... Like, at the end, Richard alludes to having done this previously in his tenure as chief. Would love to see that. Any of those flashbacks, welcome.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Yes, they clearly pulled it out of nowhere to, like, probably because every time they put them out there, like, at the end of other episodes, hitting the ball... it was just like a really fun thing and you got to see them away from the hospital and like having fun together. So I think that's probably where the idea originated from, but, it is on its own kind of like random, but I'm not mad at it.
Remember that time Teddy hit a ball like directly into us as, at the camera?
Yes.
As the audience.
I do. What cinematography.
Yes. Incredible. So, do we want to start with just like, do we just want to talk? Is this part of the episode, just the softball part? And then we'll talk about the medicine in the next one, or like, how do you want to do this?
Yeah, let's do that. It's funny.
So I also thought it was hilarious that this episode started with Meredith and Christina cloud watching. And
that
Christina's
one looks
like
an islet cell.
Teddy Stone, all the, what was it? What did she say? The imagination from me. Teddy's taking all my imagination. Yeah. Which also we get some resolution on that storyline today. Also,
we're keeping the faith.
So I thought that was really funny. Unexpected because a ball came out of nowhere. I thought maybe they were at a park and then a ball was just like falling or hitting them. And then Alex runs over and they're doing their thing.
Nice hustle.
Bailey has just a terrible throw from the outfield, like sidearm, her whole body windmills.
Let her live. She probably threw that exactly where she meant to throw it.
I hope so. And then
she's an angel.
Weber is just like not doing anything, reading a book.
Gotta save it for. Gotta save up my energy.
Yeah. And Derek has a quote unquote unhittable screwball that Lexi proceeds to just smash.
Well, Lexi is an anomaly because she played previously.
Right. So
you know, she's the secret weapon that they will pull out when they are already 12 to nothing.
Right, right. And then Teddy gets up to bat, and that's in the other hospital is there, and they're like, blah, 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 you guys suck. Look at this terrible team. And then Derek is like, I got a page. Lexi, we got to go. And then everyone said, oh, we got to go. And Teddy's left there. Well,
take me back to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teddy's like, let me pitch. Please, I promise I can pitch. Did you think that she was going to be bad, or did you think that she was actually going to be good?
I want you to know that
definitely
I really hope to
see it going either way. Yeah. They definitely could have played it either way where she like got up there and was like fucking incredible. That is not how they played it.
No. So Henry gets looped in. Okay. Henry's at the hospital because Bailey is talking to him about the transplant
failure of the islet cell.
Yes.
Thing.
And Teddy's telling Hunt that she needs to be pitching. And she says something to the effect of, you played semi-pro ball, like, tell him I can pitch. And Hunt is like, okay, you're
hired.
Hold
the fucking phone.
I'll hire you to be my administrative assistant. And then he says, can I be something cool like a vascular surgeon?
You can be literally anything you want. I don't give a shit.
And that was the start of what I thought was a very funny series of events around Henry, and then the softball game finally does come, and I'm like, okay, what is happening here?
This is definitely the most we get to see Henry in a Grey's episode, I feel, in like just a fun, like in with everybody, not just with Teddy kind of way.
Yeah.
And I loved it, and I understand that he has to go murder people in Washington, but I love him hanging out in Seattle.
Yeah, and he can't move farther away from Seattle. So I wonder if Teddy and him have a really bad breakup, and that's how he gets to being with Olivia. Such a bad breakup, he changes his name.
And his past.
And his past. And
his occupation.
Yeah. So at one point in the episode, Hunt and Henry are talking through, like,
the lineup.
The lineup and the placement, and he's showing them, like, where you got to put. You got to put Bailey in center field because she's a leader, and then you got to put Jackson as your shortstop cutoff man and changing everyone around. And then they're like, well, what about Meredith? Where's she going to go?
She's tall.
First off, Hunt throws the ball. He's like, oh, let's see how good of reflexes she has. He throws the ball. It doesn't even hit her. It goes nowhere near her. It goes to the side of her. Weber catches it one-handed. Hunt, you don't get to pass judgment. You're terrible at throwing.
When you say heads up and throw something at someone, do you want it to hit them? Or do you want it to be in the realm of place they could catch?
I want to have it going right at their chest. But I always throw it underhand.
That feels unwise.
Throw.
Yes, no. That is true. It should have been thrown underhand. But I don't think you should be aiming for their body.
No, because
if they are unaware.
Well, you say heads up and then you throw. You don't throw and then yell heads up.
Well, it's like there's just the reflex time, though. You know, if you're putting a lot of trust in the other person is all I'm saying.
I'm a very trusting person. But also,
yeah,
if it hits your body, if it hits your body and if you miss, you have a chance to use your arms to wrap it up or just falls in front of you. If you throw it to the side, you're hitting someone in the face with something. In this case, there were other people around. And he whipped that ball.
Whoever got it.
One-handed.
Huh? What the hell? Because I'm like me every fucking episode.
Oh, man. And then... So they're at the game. Losing. Bad.
Like, yeah. Losing is not strong enough a term for what those people were doing. Getting their asses handed to them 5 times a minute.
Yeah. And not even, they didn't score anything. They were very clear. They said a score. It was 8-0 and Teddy was still pitching.
And then it was 12-0.
Yes. So we get,
and the Ghostbusters guy is being mean.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. The other coach is in Ghostbusters. Yeah.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
That's okay. He was in it. You can take my word for it. And so he's like harassing Owen. He's like, damn, I can't believe you guys have a softball team after your trial got shut down and Weber got ousted and the whole town is like talking shit about you guys.
Is that when he says it makes sense they made a trauma surgeon chief?
Yes. It makes sense they put a trauma guy in charge. And I was like, can't argue with that logic.
Yeah. Yeah. It is flawless. So we get drunk Meredith and drunk Christina in the outfield because Christina brings a flask to the game.
As she should. And no, then, Meredith brought the flask.
Oh, Meredith brought the flask. And I have to assume it's tequila. I hope it's tequila.
Yeah.
And Meredith, like, picks a fight with Bailey in the middle of the game.
Bailey makes, like, some kind of comment. And Meredith's like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. What's your problem? Let's do this right now. And then Richard calls timeout and is like, don't worry, Owen. I've got it. So funny. And he goes over and he tells Miranda, he's like, stop rubbing her face in her mistakes. Like, it's not helping anybody. And then Meredith's like, yeah. And then Owen says, what does he say to Meredith? He's like, oh, you made a mistake. You fixed your mom's mistake. Now go fix your own. Get rid of those ridiculous pink scrubs and get back to the work you were born to do.
I like that he called everyone out fairly.
Yeah. Very, very even playing field.
I also do want to call out, leading up to this, there's a couple of other things that happen where, so Derek does rock a ball, like, and the center, like, they, it's one of those games where even if they did get something going, like, clearly the other team is very good because the center fielder ran down that ball. Their coach hits a home run at one point.
Yeah.
But also if Teddy, so they said originally that Derek, Lexi, and Bailey weren't going to be at the game. And then everything freed up. So that was the whole reason they were looking for another pitcher. So this is problem number one I have with Hunt's coaching abilities. If Derek was there, why still have Teddy pitch?
I think it's because they had told her that she could.
I don't care.
And they didn't want to take. I agree. That's just the only thing I can think of. Because Derek definitely doesn't care as much as Teddy cares. And so he probably would have been like, I don't fucking care. Just let her pitch. Even when they're like, hey, Derek, get in here. He's like, no, let Lexi do it.
Yeah. Also, sidebar. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, if she's this bad, are all of their points from getting walked?
Oh, maybe.
Or does she occasionally throw one that someone can hit? Like, maybe. I don't understand.
All right, let's take a quick break for regional sponsors, and we'll keep talking about this game. Capitalism, take it away.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And we are back. I will say there was a funny moment. Two funny moments leading up to the game as well. Number one, Hunt and Derek are on top of the roof taking batting practice in the net.
Okay. I didn't remember that scene. And before they give you the wide shot and show you it's the net, I was like, these motherfuckers are murdering people again. But this time with softballs, which are arguably going to take out way more people when they hit it off a roof. But then they like did the wide shot and it was to the net. And I was like, all right, they're not murdering anybody. I'll allow
If he gets them all in the net.
That's true.
So Lexi is out there giving him Derek advice, which I thought was a really good scene. I liked that. And that's when it's revealed that she played.
Agreed. Yeah.
And then there was a funny moment. I don't remember the lead up to this, but Owen and Henry are talking and they said, winning is an attitude. We're winners. And they both looked at each other so proud. Like, I don't remember what led up to that, but I thought that's cute and it made me happy.
Yeah.
It's going to suck when they kill Henry off.
You just said him and Teddy were going to break up.
Because he dies.
Well, that's not what you said.
They break up and then he dies.
Okay. Also, when it's when they have to pull Teddy off the mound and she's like, no, give me a little more time. And Henry's like, we don't have any more time. I'm dying. Give me the ball. I can feel my device failing. I love this man.
Here's what I hate about that scene. Shonda has ruined me because I thought that was they're breaking the fourth wall. This has all been a dream for Teddy. He's actually dying and they're gonna cut to him on his deathbed. Oh, and it's just God. Teddy creating memories. Like, this show has ruined me. Why can't I have any joy in this TV show anymore?
Nope. That's wild. You're really looking for something to be upset about.
I am. The last time this happened, 007 was George, and then Gary Clark killed people. And also, I thought for a moment, okay, Callie's going to die today. The guy looked like he was actually going to try to stab her. Like, what's going on with this world that we're coming to?
He was like tied to the bed, basically.
I know. I really like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In co-ed softball, let me just say, speaking from experience as someone who A, hits dingers, and B, has won championships, your worst player is your catcher. And why are they wearing full catcher's gear in slow pitch softball?
Because Teddy's such a bad pitcher. Everyone's unsafe.
Even at the practice, though, I think Arizona was wearing full catcher's gear when they threw when Alex throws the ball into Mark and Mark throws the ball to her and she gets out of the way. She's still wearing full catcher's gear.
I just think they're too busy spending their resources on people to check their medical things, not people to check their softball things.
That's fair.
That's probably what happened. If I had to guess.
And everyone is kissing each other in this game. Callie and Arizona are
kissing. It's a horny-ass hospital.
That's fine, but like, don't do it on the field. The field is a sacred place.
I'm just going to say they can stop kissing all they want. They're still going to fucking lose. It's not going to make them a better team.
They won. They won.
They did win. But they didn't win because they stopped kissing or because they weren't kissing. That's fair. Because Lexi's attempted murder.
Technicality. So walk us through that scene because that's really funny.
So Mark has a new girlfriend or lady friend from an eye doctor from Seattle Prez named Julia, I believe they said.
Julia.
And Gouda. Yeah, exactly. And she's cute. Lexi's having feelings about it. She's like, and then she asks Derek about it later when they're on the roof. She's like, oh, is he happy? I should be happy for him. Blah, blah, blah. And Derek's like, it's going to be like 5 minutes and then he'll stop being with her. Like, get over it. It's Mark.
Yep.
And Jackson is like noticing her being upset. He's not into it. And because Jackson and Mark are also getting a lot closer, in their mentor-mentee relationship, which is very cute, and we love to see it. And so he's kind of picking up on the tension that Lexi's dishing out. And then Mark and Julia are flirting. and Lexi is pitching, and she hurls the ball directly at Julia's boob.
Well, before
and
that,
then says, I thought she was trying to steal second.
Before that, Lexi makes one throw and she goes, dead arm, no arm, my grandma can throw better, like totally tries to trash talk her. And yeah, Lexi yeah. just
which realistically
it.
I doubt that that girl knows that Mark and Lexi used to date. If they've like just started seeing each other, she has no idea who Lexi is. She's just trash talking. She's not trying to be like if she knew that Lexi and Mark used to date and was doing that, it'd be like, ooh. But I truly don't believe that she would know that at that point in the relationship.
No, but let's not say she's an innocent victim. She instigated that with the trash talking.
I think Lexi would have done it regardless. And I don't think just because someone trash talks you means you hurl things at them. You hurl insults, not balls.
Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes you can't do one without the other.
If you want to say that about your balls, that's your business.
Sometimes, I'm not saying my balls are insults. I'm saying
that's
sometimes
kind
you
of
don't.
What you're saying.
Okay, I understand that that's the words exactly that I use, but I didn't intend it the way the words came out of my mouth.
That's because you do that thing where you just say things without the thinking part.
My balls are not insults, but sometimes people need
to get balls.
Thank
you for clarifying.
They need to get balls and insults at the same time.
I'm a fan of the insult myself.
You never won. Oh, I crack myself up at a joke that I don't even think I'm going to make live on air.
Yeah. You crack yourself up all the time.
Okay, here's the joke.
Yeah,
so
and then the Callie goes, ooh, right in the boob, which is just like one of like top five best Grey's Anatomy lines ever. So fucking funny. And she's then the other doctor coach gets super mad and he's like, what if that had been her hand? I'm calling it. And no one's like, oh, you forfeit. Oh, it's a forfeit. You forfeit. Oh, we win. Oh,
so suckers.
Such a man thing to do.
As long as the trophy all presents the same.
And then there's also Owen's full of shit pep talk. At first it seems like it's full of shit, and then he backtracks in a way that you're like, okay, it's not full of shit. So he's like, I just think like you guys are just so incredible, and like it's like such a great team, and they're like, you've got to be kidding, we are losing 12 to nothing. He's like, no, you all are garbage at softball, but like you're incredible doctors, and I am very lucky to have you all be doctors like for the hospital that I work at, which I do think that is genuine. And I think it's funny when they're all like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, no, not here. Not this. This is bad.
Yeah. To be clear, I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig. I am going to change subjects completely because of how bad this team is doing right now.
Well, I think it's all he does fingers. Say, like, he does say, I just have you all here together. So I wanted to tell you that. Which they aren't all together in that kind of way that often. So I do believe that to be a true opportunity that he is grabbing to express his gratitude for his peers. But it is just funny when they're like, is this a joke? Because we're terrible. And he's like, yeah, you're definitely terrible. But like when you do the other thing, you're not terrible.
It would have been funny if you would have said, I don't want to point fingers, but Teddy, if only you
this
better.
Is your fault. So I don't want to point fingers, but if only I had made a better lineup.
Yeah. If only everything had gone different completely. So after all of that is said and done, after they win by forfeit, after his pep talk, there's a scene at the end where Lexi's like, I hope she's okay. And Callie goes, it was her boob. She's in good hands. It is just
Lexi. You know she's fine.
It's
Mark's
so gonna
take good care
funny.
Of her boobie. Ugh. And then Jackson asks her, he's like, are you gonna tell me what that was about? And she's like, I just thought she was stealing second. Jackson's like, no, you didn't. I am hurt.
Also, that's another problem I have. Everyone knows that there's no stealing in co-ed softball.
I don't know that these people have rules.
It's all, everything is a house rule.
Also, are you sure, I was about to say, are you sure that wasn't just a rule in the softball game that you played?
No, every softball team that I've ever played on, Illinois, Orlando, no stealing in co-ed softball. Or even the male-only softball league that I was in at one point in Orlando.
That's stupid. Why wouldn't you be able to steal?
Because it's not a thing people do.
That's it is baseball. A thing people do.
Yes, but not in co-ed softball.
Right, but why?
Because I don't know. It's just the way the world
That's
works.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
I don't have all the answers.
That answer. You don't have most of the answers.
I have most of them.
Also, Drunk April is so fun.
Drunk April is fun.
I would love to see more of Drunk April. I think I hear my heart singing.
Good episode for April as well, which we'll get to soon. And then the last thing that comes from this episode, the last two things, is Bailey goes to leave and tells Meredith, better fucking be at the lab tomorrow before rounds, because apparently we've made up, thanks to Weber. And she's like,
yeah, he bullied them into making up. You're not going to argue with that man.
No. And then we get a little bit of update from Keeping the Faith, too. We get some Janet updates.
Some Zola updates. So the whole time that this all has been going on, Alex has been running
amok. I got to blow my nose really quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. So at the beginning of the episode, Arizona brings Alex paper, and she's like, hey, the court is subpoenaing Zola's medical records. They probably want to move her to another hospital because it's a conflict of interest. And Alex is not pleased by this information. So he's like, fuck this. I am going to stop just waiting. I'm going to do something about this, because he still feels responsible. So he goes to this government building, I assume it's a courthouse, and waits in this long line and gets no help, shockingly. Woman's super rude, and she's like, you have to write a letter and then wait 8 weeks to hear back, and maybe they'll tell you something. And then he just goes to that floor, to family services, and picks a lady and is like, let me talk to this lady. And she's like, I can't talk about ongoing cases. And he notices a mole, and he's like, oh, have you had that checked out? And she says, yeah, they said it was fine. He's like, it's fine now. It might not be fine later. And he's like, how about you tell me about this case and I will remove that mole for free? And she's like, all right, that seems fair. And so she tells
bribery
Alex the name of the judge, and then tells him that judge is being treated for prostate cancer. And so then Alex goes to this other hospital, impersonates an employee there, and talks to this judge super illegally. Like, just so much illegal. But I'm on his side, so I don't care.
Yeah, I'm also on Alex's side. Bribing a government worker with free healthcare surgeries and then basically blackmailing a judge.
He doesn't blackmail a judge.
He doesn't blackmail, but he kind of is like, he's emotional blackmailing. A little bit.
Also not true. I don't know that you know what blackmail is. He's just basically saying, like, hey, I need you to look at this case. I need you to understand that this child specifically is sick and will benefit from living with doctors versus just like bouncing around home to home, or like potentially ending up with people who like don't know what to watch out for with her illness. Which I will say, there are plenty of capable parents to children with disabilities who are not doctors. So I just want to say that.
I would also say there's plenty of people within the foster care system who could do this. Although, I think we hear a lot more of the bad foster parent situations than we do the good ones. Like Angels in the Outfield.
Definitely in media.
Wins.
Definitely in media. Like when they talk about like Alex and his siblings going into foster care, and they're just like getting the shit kicked out of them all the time.
Or the sexual abuse that happens in foster care systems, you know. Yeah, that's obviously
have you had
too.
Where are you in, let's have a private practice update, where are you in private practice?
Let's see what is happening right now. Let me look at my notes.
You watched the twin episode. Loved that.
Yeah, hated. I hated that, actually.
I know.
And then right now, I haven't finished this episode, but there was a girl. It's like, I think it's literally the next episode. Yeah, I think it's the next episode from the twin episode.
What's happening? What's the girl doing?
Sorry. So this episode that I'm on right now is there was a pregnant lady who tried to kill herself in the water because a boy left.
Yes.
It's literally the next episode.
Yes, I recall that.
This storyline with Naomi, or not Naomi, with Maya being pregnant to fucking Dink is just so stupid. Sam and Naomi, it's just all, everything is a train wreck.
Oh, yeah. Not great times for Naomi's character.
Yeah. When she slapped her, I was like, yo, what is happening?
Yeah, it's wild over there. Shonda really goes crazy in LA in the practice sector.
This show, and it's what I've gotten into a good rhythm where I'm like kind of taking notes while on the train while watching. Mm-hmm. And I do the split screen. So at the top of the screen, I'm watching the show. At the bottom, I'm typing.
Right.
I just gotta keep at it.
I do feel like there's more emotional torture on Private Practice than there is
that Twins
on
episode
Grays.
Was the worst. I was literally crying on the train.
Yeah. Also, I sent Carmen a meme that said, and I said, please start doing this, because the meme said, I'm going to start standing up and saying thanks for nothing to strangers who sit next to me on the train right before I like the train.
Here's the thing. Because my end destination at Union Station is the same as everyone.
Yeah.
We all get up at the same time. And also, I am not doing that on the CTA. I am not doing that on the Red Line with probably a homeless person next to me going, thanks for nothing. And then them stab me. I don't want that to happen.
Don't stereotype people.
That's fair. Anyone can stab anyone.
That's true. Housed people stab people all the time.
Actually, I think housed people stab more people than homeless people stab people.
It might be true. More. I don't know.
I don't know. Crazy about this JonBenet Ramsey case, right?
Are you? I don't know if you're kidding or not.
No, I'm not kidding. I was making conversation with you.
But that happened in like 94.
Yeah, but there's like new evidence, and like the mom died.
No, there's
right?
not new evidence. There's just a new documentary about how shittily it was handled and how different media sensationalization. That's not the right word, but like the media affects different things in cases. And a lot of times when you see cases like that, you just kind of see there's a lot of fault on the way the investigation is handled.
I misunderstood. I thought there was new information.
I don't believe there's any new information. It's just a new documentary.
Someone at work was talking about it, and I was like, oh, my wife has told me about this. Let me chime in.
I feel so bad for her, the little girl. I mean, it's like, I just feel like there's never been any justice served, regardless of what happened. Unsolved murders are very sad, and I think it's hard for people to have closure, but also that family scenario seemed pretty not stable.
Yeah. Well, also there was a news article that I read about someone in Indiana where there was a car that was stolen, and there were two, like, twin 9-month-old kids in the back of the car in a ditch. And a guy, like, went outside and saw the kids, and it was, like, 18 degrees outside. Like, I can't even walk outside to throw my garbage in the trash can without being freezing. Like, these kids.
Yeah.
This is the same thing of the summer when these kids are dying of heat. And then this, obviously, I think it was obviously different because there was, a car jacking of some sorts. But, like, just take care of your kids, people. Protect the children.
Well, I saw one where, like, a DoorDasher was, like, getting their food pickup, and then, like, someone carjacked their car, and, like, then was like, oh, there's twins in the backseat, and they were also, like, babies, and then, like, just dropped one off at a hospital, and then, like, 2 days later dropped the other one off. I'm like, if I got in a car to steal it and then was like, there's twin babies, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm not stealing more responsibility.
I would be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I thought this was my car. And then just not go out of the parking lot. Don't steal it. Also, don't steal cars.
Also, don't steal identities.
Yeah. Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Someone stole Michael's identity. So everything's going really great over here.
That
we filed so many police reports. And by we, I mean Michael, because he had to file one here and then also in the place where we, with South Carolina, which is where we realized, like, that was the initial fraud. So good. But all the people are being, like, the people at the various police departments have been helpful, especially since, like, one of them is South Carolina, so obviously that's not where we live, so they're being, like, very communicative and very helpful. And it's just unfortunate. And don't try and open credit cards in other people's names. And if you aren't opening a credit card or, like, currently actively needing to run your credit, freeze it, because people will just steal your social security number and then, like, open credit cards.
Yeah. I have everything set on freeze.
Yeah.
Until we need it.
Yeah. That's what we do. Well, yeah, because we, like, had applied for, I think we, like, applied. We got the Lowe's gift card or credit card because we knew that we were going to be doing a bunch of house projects. And so we unfroze it to do that. And then we just refroze everything. So if anyone tries to do anything, it immediately rejects it and notifies us that someone tried to do something.
Yeah. It's the world
Yay,
is wild.
Theft.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm like, okay, honestly, if you want to steal from Best Buy, that's your own business. But, like, when you use someone else's credit card at Best Buy, that's not stealing from Best Buy. That's stealing from me, a person.
Right.
I'm not a $1 billion corporation.
That's what I don't understand.
Just
steal.
God.
Yeah. Did you see
don't
the
steal
meme?
With a paper trail.
Did you see the meme that I shared of about Robin Hood? Robin Hood steals from the rich and gives to the poor. And the poor person says, I'm rich.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I'm
Robin
rich.
Hood says,
You're what?
Oh, goodness. But for real, don't, if you're listening out here and you've been debating becoming a
theft.
Professional hacker and thieving from people, let this be your sign to not do that.
Yeah. Again, if you need to steal from a $1 billion corporation to survive, whatever, do that. Just don't, like, steal from a person.
Especially not a billionaire.
Who's not a billionaire.
A non-billion-dollar
If you want to steal from a billionaire, they probably won't notice. I'm going to notice. I just love that this person, like, continues to purchase things at Best Buy and then send the email receipt. Like, that is a selection you have to make when you are making a purchase. It's like, email me the receipt. And they continue to do that. Just,
they're messing
we've gotten
with you.
Multiple receipts.
Gosh, I hate
Anyways,
that.
So that's what's been going on here in our house.
I hope that person gets locked up in jail.
Yeah, my hopes are low, but as long as they don't steal any more from us and hopefully nobody else, that would be ideal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything else on softball episode or
Let me look.
Alex?
So I just like it when everyone's sitting on the bleachers afterwards and just kind of vibing and drinking and being happy. Oh, Christina tells Meredith, your mom would have been proud. And then they both just laugh maniacally because, like, no, she wouldn't have.
Oh,
she
yes.
just would have been mad that Meredith, like, found a flaw in Ellis's plan. And and then obviously love the come to Jesus that Richard has with Meredith and Miranda. Why is Henry the catcher? Give me the ball. I can feel my device failing. So funny. Owen's pep talk was good. Right in the boob. Passing the booze around. April is drunk and it's funny.
You know, Meredith, it is also...
and Derek just chit-chatting. And then Derek gets the email from Janet that they're going to get a hearing. So that's movement. And also, I think previously they didn't think they were going to get a hearing at all. So it's good. It's good. It's a good sign.
It is also worth noting that Alex did not take any credit for that.
Oh, no.
Again, good guy Alex.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just feels like he should be the one to fix it. And I don't think he wants credit for it. Because I think he wants everyone to forget that he was ever involved in the first place.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, also, the scene. So they're passing around the flask. And April is like, my heart is singing. Ha ha ha. Alex hands the flask to Weber.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was a true forgetful moment or if he was fucking with him. But I'm glad that Weber kind of leered at him a little bit and then didn't take the flask.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously. I do. That was a funny scene, too.
Obviously, we don't want Richard drinking.
No,
I want him to stay sober. But yeah, I think that's it on the softball game. I think we will wrap this end of the episode up and we will have the medicine side in the next episode where we will start with everyone's favorite segment.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.